I talked to Speaker of the House Andy Dillon yesterday in his ornate office in Michigan's elegantly restored Capitol building. For Dillon, a long, lanky man who looks vaguely Lincoln-esque, next year is critically important for the state he was born into and loves and his own career. His personal dilemma, which he says he'll resolve next month, is whether to run for governor. 13 months from now, he'll no longer be Speaker. In fact, he'll be gone from the House and, thanks to our bizarre system of term limits, barred from serving again for life. Financially, that's not likely to be a problem. Dillon is an accountant and a lawyer with multiple degrees from Notre Dame. He was managing director of Windchurch Capital before he decided, almost on a whim, to run for the legislature 5 years ago. However, he wants to make a difference and likes making things happen. And he's willing to talk about the one subject most of Lansing's trying to avoid, the fact that the roof is going to fall in next year, destroying modern life as we know it. That's not too extreme. I asked what next year's deficit is really going to be. He said $2.8 billion, as far as I could tell. That's about the same as this year's, with one big difference. There's no more stimulus money. How can you balance that budget without getting the state more money? I don't think we can, responsibly, he said. Let's assume that the Republicans just dig their heels in and say no. No new taxes, no matter what. How do you balance the budget then? For starters, you eliminate all aid to higher education, all of it, he said. The tuition increases that would cause would cripple research, damage building programs, prevent upkeep, and throw college education out of reach of hundreds of thousands. Even then, the savings would only close half the gap. So the lawmakers would also have to cancel all aid to community colleges and end revenue sharing. And the budget would still not be balanced. So you'd have to start cutting Medicaid. How can we hope to attract new modern business to a place that does that? What complicates the problem further is that 2010 is an election year. The Speaker knows he has limited room to maneuver. What he plans is to offer a grand bargain in which the Governor and the House and Senate leadership would agree on a package of revenue increases and restructuring measures early. The goal would be to have the budget done by March, he said. The lawmakers could act responsibly and then hit the campaign trail. Does he think they're likely to do that? Sadly, no. The House was still in session, and a TV monitor in his office showed Dillon's colleagues debating a bill with occasional flashes of emotion. Were they talking about the budget crisis? Not exactly. They were arguing over whether the National Resources Commission should still be setting the rules for feeding deer in 2016. Andy Dillon, who grew up on a crowded street in Redford, in the district he now represents, wants his colleagues to face reality and give his kids and theirs the chance they had. What he doesn't know is how best he can help get that done. And as this tough year winds down, that's what he's trying to decide.